Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel which has come to you, just as in all the world also, it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also, since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow bondservant, who is a faithful servant of Christ on our behalf, and he also informed us of your love in the Spirit.
Although we're usually quick to bring God our own requests and the needs of loved ones, those of us who are believers must also remember to pray for our local churches. If you're not sure where to start, the Apostle Paul's writings offer some help. Today's passage from his letter to the Colossian believers expresses gratitude for what the Lord has done in four specific areas of their lives. 1. Faith. God's salvation is something we should never take for granted. Thank Him for bringing the gospel to the people in your church and giving them the faith to believe. 2. Love. Ask the Lord to increase their love for one another so they can respond both inside and outside the church as Christ would. 3. Hope. Pray that the hope of heaven would be their focus rather than the fleeting pleasures and values of this world. And 4. Truth. Praise the Lord for the gospel, which has been proclaimed in your church. Ask that it would bear fruit and increase so more people will understand its truth and receive God's grace. Let's make it a habit, perhaps on Sundays, to spend time praying for our church and pastor, asking God to accomplish His will through them.